Melanie Cole welcomes Dr. Holly Lucille and Mindful Medicine
on Radio MD.
You know, we hear about certain things and they become in vogue to do for your health. Omega-3s, and then you hear about soy, and you hear about vitamin D and vitamin C and CoQ10 and all these wonderful things. Well, is more better? You know, do they come in and out of vogue? Guest today, as always on Tuesdays, Dr. Holly Lucille, one of our favorite people here at Radio MD and nationally recognized licensed naturopathic doctor. So kale is what we're talking about today, Dr. Holly. So what do you have to say to us about kale? Don't tell me it's bad for me.
Well, I'm not going to do that in so many ways. But you know what's really funny, Melanie, is that it was last November I was actually traveling, working with the Duchess of York, and I was down getting my morning exercise on, and I saw, you know, the ticker tape when the news is going, and they've got even more news that you can read with the little ticker tape at the bottom. I think that's what it's called. There was a warning: an international kale shortage was going to be upon us. Because why? Well, it certainly. I mean, we've talked about this before: the ANDI score, aggregate nutrient density index, how many nutrients per calorie of a food. Kale tops, it's king kale. It tops the chart. It's 1,000. I mean, it is so nutritionally valuable for us. And so people have been juicing, eating it in smoothies, steaming it, sauteing it, making it into chips. I mean, kale. But there was a very interesting article that I read that there have been some trends among people that are eating a tremendous amount of kale. And here's what it said: persistent but elusive problems, chronic fatigue, skin and hair issues, arrhythmias, foggy thinking, all of this stuff. And so there was actually a gentleman, Dr. Hubbard, who began to detect toxic heavy metals in kale, in the blood samples of these people. Okay. And so what he was finding was that these were symptoms of that were associated with low level thallium poisoning, and that's what he was finding in their blood samples, a toxic heavy metal called thallium, and fatigue, brain fog, etc. And they were showing up within these folks that were heavy eaters of kale.
Wow.
Yeah.
So thallium, is that thallium. The same that they use for a stress test? Is that the same
yes.
thallium
well,
that we're talking about?
You bet. And so, but guess where we're finding it? It's in our soil. It's in our it's in our modern-day, heavily agricultured, nutritionally deficient soil. And so the growing of the kale is sucking up this thallium from the soil. We eat so much of it. And then guess what? This is what they've been finding. And so I've seen this before, though. I mean, I think this is a good article, and it's great for people to be aware of. Certainly, do I want people to stop eating kale? No, it's a very nutritious vegetable. It's nutrient dense. It's going to get your biochemistry revved up and moving along. But I've seen it a couple other places. People say, okay, soy is estrogenic. Well, it is a phytoestrogen, so plant estrogen. But guess what? It's phenolic in nature as opposed to our steroidal in nature, okay, hormones. In fact, so a whole chemical composition different, or a different chemical composition. And 1/10 to 1/10,000 the strength of our, like, own body's estrogen. So it actually, soy in moderation can actually be what we would call an adaptogen, perhaps offering a mild estrogenic effect if needed and blocking stronger estrogens that we know live in our environment. But then I see people, soy pancakes and soy milk and then edamame, and then they've got a soy nut bar, and then they're doing tofu or tempeh, and it's just so much soy where they actually get digestive problems because of it. And then I've also seen this case again with omega-3s. People start to understand that omega-3s are great for you, but then they're eating walnuts. They've got flax seeds in their breakfast in the morning. They're also taking fish oil, and then they've got flax oil in their smoothie. And so it's omega-3, 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 omega-3. Well, guess what? Foggy thinking, painful joints. I've seen it so much in my practice. I pull people back on the amount of omega-3s because, once again, it's a ratio. Omega-6s are, sure, they're pro-inflammatory, but they're needed. And these health folks that get onto these trends, they aren't eating many omega-6s at all, the saturated sort of vegetable oils or what have you. They're always omega-3 heavy, salmon, et cetera. And so it's just just one of those things that you want to put in perspective. Yes, too much of a good thing can pretty much be a bad thing. That's the take home.
That is a good take home, because people, as you say, and when they get into the flax or the hemp or, you know, any chia, then they start adding it to everything. And before you know it, they've just really kind of, and another thing that I think contributes to this, Dr. Holly, is that when they add it to everything, they may be overdoing it, but then they also burn out. You know, then they're like, okay, I don't want another chia seed, you know, or something along those lines. So you don't want to burn out of these healthy things as well. And my family loves kale. And yeah, we dry it. You know, I grow it. So right, we stick it in the oven for like really only 6 minutes and make these wonderful, wonderful things. I put kosher salt on it and that is it. And we can eat 3 bunches of it in a bowl in just a matter of, you know, an hour. So, but then we don't do it again for a couple of weeks. You know, right, it's like, well, the, you know,
and I
are
think
we
it's
getting the benefits?
Well, sure. And, you know, this particular paper concluded that, I mean, it's kale's ability to accumulate soil-borne sphalium. That's the biggest thing. So it's kind of, it has an affinity for it. It can suck up. It's very high and it can be serious danger for food chains. But it all depends, too, on what your soil is like. If you're growing your own and you have a little bit more control over that, the organic soil that you perhaps, you know, get in there, then it's a different story. But we're talking about, look, we were talking about an international shortage of kale. So you know the production and what they're doing to increase that yield. And you know that soil is probably not the best. And so I think it's like everything else, seriously. In all great things, you know, and we think about wine, butter, even kale, ice cream, moderation makes sense. And I always say everything in moderation, including moderation. So every so often, you bet ya, go ahead, have a great time, and go loop-de-loop. But I think this is a really important piece of information, especially if you are doing everything. And I've got patients that are so motivated, and they are so compliant and adherent, and they're still not feeling well. We've got to continue to dig, identify and treat the cause. And when your body has an innate ability to heal, we got to keep asking those questions. Well, what's in the way? You're eating all this kale. Well, maybe thallium is in the way. Maybe there is a heavy metal toxicity, that fatigue, brain fog. Boy, I hear those symptoms all the time. So,
but how do we know if we're getting too much? How do we know?
I mean,
what is enough? What is too much?
Well, I think what you have to do is personally, like I said, you got to go on your symptoms. If you're eating kale, my idea is that, I mean, it's my fantasy about somebody, they got it going on. They know what it's like to make good food choices and how important that is. So if that lifestyle is trucking along and stress is moderated and sleep is on board and they're still not feeling well, then we need to dig a little bit deeper. So this piece of information is just like, hey, let's think about this, okay? Let's think about this a little bit. Let's think it through. Perhaps this has something to do with it. And people have gone nuts on kale. They really have.
I agree with you. I think that they have. I think they've gone nuts on a lot of those things. It's interesting that you mentioned omega-3s and then soy. And soy is kind of going out of vogue now anyway. So kind of wrap it up for us in about 30 seconds, Dr. Holly.
You bet. So from the study, so one of this guy's patients with her heightened thallium levels, basically what happened is she started to cut way back on her favorite vegetable, kale, and her thallium levels dropped, okay, and her symptoms improved. So it's a personal thing. How are you feeling? Are you having any of the symptoms? Are you eating a lot of kale? You got the information now. You can use your own mind and, think it through. I think that's the most important thing.
I think so, too, and I think the message here that Dr. Holly is saying is that moderation is key, and even moderation is it needs to be in moderation. So think about what you're doing. Pick those healthy choices. You know, listen to Dr. Holly, because as I say before and all the time, she's freaking brilliant. And so listen to what she has to say, because she makes sense. Not everybody does make sense in this world today, but she does. Stay well and stay tuned.